Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Saturday night, the dunk contest ended in controversy after it went to a dunk-off between Derrick Jones Jr. and Aaron Gordon. Jones took the title after the second tiebreaker, but that was a shock to the crowd and even the judges after Jordan jumped over 7'5" Taco Fall. One of the judges, hip-hop artist Common, said after that, quote, "We thought it was going to be tough, but somebody didn't do it right. I don't know who it is." So, Shannon, was Aaron Gordon robbed?
Robbed again. I don't know what it is about Chicago, because I remember in 1988 another robbery took place.
Oh, I was there.
You were there. You probably were the judge, too. Probably had something to do with that. But that's neither here nor down
here. No, it's here. It's here. We're going to talk about that. But go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Skip. Aaron Gordon was robbed again, and he said it after the game. I should have two of these trophies. Aaron Gordon has, in the dunk contest history, Aaron Gordon has two of the top five dunks ever. The one that he jumped over the mascot against Zach LaVine, Skip, and went under his legs and dunked it, Skip, that was, he should have won. And when he brought Markelle Fultz out, and he threw it off the side of the board, and he caught it over, he took his shoes off. That should have been it. Skip, how many, look, you said you should get four dunks. He's like, we came here to do four dunks. He did four dunks and got a 50. At the end of that, Skip, what you do is like a long jump competition. Skip, they don't keep jumping. What you do is you go back to the previous jump. And if you have the same distance on the previous jump, we go back all the way. Because in the beginning, I think Derrick Jones had a 46 or a 47. Aaron Gordon deserved to win this one, Skip. And at the end of the day, the man dunked over the tallest man in the NBA. Taco Fall. He dunked over him and got a 47? No, that ain't right. That is not right. And I don't blame him. He's like, I'm done. See what Skip did, what he should have had. See, if he'd have won this one, now you bring Zach LaVine back and you get Zion in this thing next year. Can you imagine the anticipation of that?
You mean we'd actually have a star in the dunk contest?
Skip, those days are over.
Interesting.
Skip, stop. I want you to stop this. But you know, Aaron going, and I immediately, this look, I started the call, but I was in L.A. to report a robbery. There was a 6'9" light-skinned guy that got beat up by five judges. And it's ridiculous, Skip, and you know it.
I actually thought the 6'4" guy, who's not so light-skinned, he should have won it.
And you you're talking about the white guy?
No. I'm talking about Derrick Jones.
No.
Yeah. Here's the point. You can go back and look at my Twitter timeline, because I thought at the end of what should have ended the dunk contest, then it went into overtime and overtime and then more overtime. The last dunks they did, Derrick Jones Jr.'s last dunk was better than Aaron Gordon's dunk. And I'm getting tired of Aaron Gordon just going up and taking the ball off somebody's neck and dunking it maybe through the legs.
Well, you're not tired of Derrick Jones going between his legs and windmilling?
I think he is a better power dunker than Aaron Gordon. I thought he was getting up higher, he was getting above the rim higher, and he was coming down with more force and fury than Aaron Gordon. And I know this is all beauty in the eye of the beholder, but again, He also, I thought, got robbed in a previous dunk contest. And on this one, I thought it should have been over after the last round. But the judges keep giving everybody 10s, and they keep backing themselves deeper and deeper into corners. And then they can't get out of the corner.
Right.
So when both, I'm sorry, Common and who else was on
Chadwick
there?
Chadwick Boseman.
And also Candace Parker.
Parker.
I think Candace Parker and Common called out the other judges saying, somebody didn't go along with what we'd agreed on, except there were three somebodies.
But here's the
thing. There were three nines.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think one of those nines was supposed to be in a 10, so therefore we got 48-48. I think they had agreed.
Oh, okay, maybe somebody was supposed to give a 10 and got mixed up.
Right.
Can we do by process of elimination who that might have been? I don't know.
It might have been the guy that played for that former team.
I don't know. Was it Black Panther? I don't know. Was it? I can't remember. I don't know. But the point was that I thought he had won it earlier, and I tweeted that. And then we get to the crescendo dunk of the night, which is Aaron Gordon over Taco Fall, and it was cool that it was unplanned and they had not rehearsed it. Right. He went and just literally picked him out of the crowd.
He said he wanted Shaq, Shaq didn't want to do it.
Shaq was getting paid to do his whatever that's called, right? Okay, right? So Shaq didn't want to blow up his income on that, right? So the point was, on the Taco Fall dunk, Taco Fall leans forward and let him go over his head. He eliminated about a foot of head to let him go up over.
Oh, you better stop it, Skip.
No, he did. Well, look at him. He leans forward to let him go over the top.
Skip.
Okay? I'm not buying it because I don't even think that was a power jump by him. It was kind of like an easy, effortless jump to get over Taco Fall.
Hold on. Derrick Jones was dunking over people. And I get it that Gordon once dunked over Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, now, if Derrick Jones was pull Giannis out of there and dunked over him, because you remember, Skip, his first dunk over Bam, he pushed off with his hand to get up. This man ain't use no hands. That's just all God-given ability.
You don't think Taco Fall is leaning forward, giving him a foot of clearance?
No, even leaning forward.
Because Taco Fall was scared and didn't want to get hit in the back of the head.
Even if he's leaning forward. Okay, so we're going to subtract. You know what we're going to do, Skip?
A 9.
We're going to subtract 4 inches. So now, he instead of jumping over a 7'5" guy, he jumps over a 7'1" guy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Skip.
It didn't look that impressive to me. No, to my eye test, Derrick Jones' dunks looked a lot more volatile to me, where he was just exploding.
And the Zach LaVine between the leg windmill, we saw it.
Okay.
Zach LaVine already did it.
Okay, well, the problem of today's dunk contest it's hard to come up with anything new.
But Skip.
I mean, Dwight Howard looked like a blast from the past. He's going Superman, and it's like, so, you know, we saw that a long time ago.
When Markelle Fultz, did you see how high he got up when Fultz pushed that ball off the side? And he, Skip, think about that. He has to catch it.
Okay, I do like the scoop in the it's like a hook dunk.
And then he went between his legs and reversed it with both hands.
Okay, but that was in overtime after I thought Derrick had already won the contest.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
He got robbed.
And it's just wrong to have Dwayne Wade on one of the judges because he's a Miami Heat through and through.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, he can't be objective about this. So what are you doing? Which brings us back to Kenny Smith at the end of the competition is screaming about how there's another robbery in Chicago.
Yes!
I was deeply offended that Kenny Smith would have the audacity to put Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the same conversation with Aaron Gordon.
Robbery.
Aaron Gordon? Are you kidding me?
No, he put Dominique. He said Dominique was robbed.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that this happened in Chicago and Michael Jordan. And who, if you don't mind me asking, Skip, not only did he win the dunk contest, but what else did he win in that game?
MVP.
There's no coincidence if that happened.
Well, it's because back in the day, they would come into a game and say, okay, it's your turn because this is your stadium. This is a Chicago stadium. Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. And I think it happened before the game last night. I think they all wanted LeBron to win it because it was the first Kobe Memorial MVP. We're going to talk about that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was that in 1988, you did get a second try. You got one more. You got a second try if you missed the first one.
Right.
So Michael tries the free throw line liftoff dunk, and he didn't quite get there. And he's got one more. It's like Anthony Davis gets a second free throw.
Right.
Except this time, Michael took off from even beyond the free throw line, and he just sticks it right there all the way home and just just wrist slams it in. And it's iconic. It's like all time.
It's the poster.
And it was over, and that was the end of that dunk. There was no robbery.
And you didn't get to that. Oh, Dominique was doing the thing, like you said, power. Hmm. Now, you talk about power. Dominique head was above the rim with that old high top fade.
He was great. He was all time great, but he wasn't greater than the greatest ever.
Robbery.
He just wasn't. It was not a robbery.
Aaron Gordon got robbed. Dominique got robbed.
I will give you this. I covered the one in 1986, which was in Dallas, Texas, and Spud Webb did rob Dominique.
No, he beat Dominique on that
Well,
one.
Again, I'm a big Spud. He's a close friend of mine, and I was all into it. And given the fact that Spud's like 5'7",
yes,
the dunks he was pulling off with degree of difficulty, he should have beaten him.
Right.
But in the end, was Dominique better in the grand scheme of things? Yes, he was.
We had never seen a guy that small.
Okay, we'd
first
never
of
seen
all,
it.
No, first of all, when I heard Spud, I was like, what are you going to do? He ain't finna dunk. And then all of a sudden, he bounces off the floor, and he elevates. You're like, oh. Mm. Dominique's like, But Dominique knew Skip because obviously they're Hawks teammates. So he's seen Spud in practice.
Yep.
You know, he knows he can elevate.
Yep.
And then he's catching it, you know, he's bouncing between his legs and catching it backwards. Yep. At that 5'7"?
Yep. Two-hand slammed, which brings me to one quick anecdote. I used to play basketball against Spud Webb at a little gym where mostly white guys played. And one night we were playing and Spud went baseline on me and I let him get to the baseline. He went up and under and slammed it two-handed. And it was the first time I believe anybody had ever dunked in that gym. And he turned to me and said, "You got cable?" This is 1984. I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "You can go home and watch that."
Yeah, so. Skip, look. You know Aaron Gordon got robbed. You can't get five. Skip, if I get straight A's, all class long, and how I'm going to fail the class? He got 50s, and he lost the dunk contest. Okay, nobody's ever got that many
50s. You agreed. Everybody just kept giving 10s, and you can't give 10s that.
No.
You need objective judges, which is an oxymoron because they're not going to be objective.
Right.
So it's gotten a little out of hand because we have no new dunks, but unfortunately, we have no new stars until Zion. If Zion will do it, it will bring it back to life.
If it's Skip, at some point in time, I mean, you know, there used to be, there was never any props. And now that seems to be the only way people are dunking now is with props. Because every dunk that's being done, someone has already done it. Either Dr. J, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, Dominique. So it's hard. And that's why I said the creativity that's needed to be a great dunker. Now, guys can dunk on somebody in the game, but nobody's going to just let you just dunk on them in a dunk contest. But for the creativity that Aaron Gordon, I mean, that he's coming up with, Derrick Jones was doing the same jump, Skip. He was going between the legs, windmill dunking.
Mm.
What did he do?
And Aaron Gordon was picking the ball off people's necks
and
dunking it.
And picking it off.
Yep.
Hey, Skip, he took it off Chance the Rapper, going one way and said, I think I better do this, and dunked it back that way.
Mm.
Huh?
Mm. If only we had somebody besides Aaron Gordon. If only we had, I don't know, LeBron James? Could he do one? Hey. We'll talk about
that
later.
We're going to get that to later. But let's move on to the MVP. Kawhi Leonard led all players with 30 points last night on his way to winning the first ever Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP award. Kawhi admitted winning the award wasn't his goal coming into the game, but after hitting his first couple shots, he told himself he'd win the award.
Mm.
So, Skip,
yes.
How big of a deal is this to Kawhi that he won it?
I think it was all-time huge, and I think a lot of people are missing this story because Kawhi isn't one to gush over anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't fuel the post-game story the way others would have fueled it. But I thought it was amazingly and eerily fitting that Kawhi won the first annual Memorial Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP Award because I can make a case that Kawhi was closer to Kobe than any current NBA player.
I agree with that.
It's a close call. And
it's Kyrie.
It's close, but I'm going to make the case. So the point was that Kawhi didn't have a lot to say about it, but if we could hear what he did say, he was trying to say a lot without going over the top with it.
To me, you know, words can't even explain. Just making this the first Kobe Bryant MVP trophy. You know, I want to thank Kobe for everything he done for me, all the long talks and workouts. You know, thank you. This one for him.
And as he said after the game, we had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not gushing, but he meant it from the bottom of his heart.
Right.
Because I do believe Kobe became like a big brother to him. Mm-hmm. And this was first strongly pointed out to me the day we had Snoop on Undisputed right. at the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And he was driving home the point to me that he had talked to Kawhi and that Kawhi was really, really taking this hard. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to, you know, display right. that on right. social media. Right. He's not a big social media guy. Or he's not going to display it in interviews.
He ain't no social media guy.
He's no social media. Well, I was going to say, he didn't even have any yeah, social exactly. media. So the point is that he says he began reaching out to Kobe when he was early in his Spurs career and that Kobe was responding back and that Kobe became like a big brother to him in off seasons because they lived fairly near to each other south of L.A. It's right. Newport Beach and Kawhi's just a little south of there. But they were close enough that it was an easy 10-minute drive house to house
right.
so they could work out together in the off seasons in ways that you normally couldn't because they were based so close together.
Right.
And then, as you know, fatefully, that it was Kobe who suggested to Kawhi, once he signed with an L.A. team, mm-hmm. you use the same helicopter I use with the same pilot I use to get you from where you are way south of L.A. to Staples right. for home games.
Right.
And so he had been doing that. I have no idea what he's doing now. I don't know if he right. reconsidered all that.
Right.
But the point was that's how close they were up to this point. Mm-hmm. So, look, it's very difficult to talk about this because I can't go inside a man's head or heart. It's so subjective how close you were.
Right.
But I do think that a lot of fans decided that LeBron and Kobe were very close.
Right.
And again, in that first post that LeBron posted, you know, he talked about how, you know, you're my big brother.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Hey, he called him big brother.
Right.
And I think he was way more of a big brother to Kawhi
right.
than Kobe was to LeBron
right.
because the age difference is 13 years to Kawhi and 6 years right. to LeBron. Yeah. LeBron was his rival.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
I think early on, Skip, and you make some very, very, very interesting points. I think it meant a lot to him. And I think he said he didn't. Coming into the game, Skip, that wasn't his, you know, mm-hmm. idea to try to win the trophy. Yep. He said, I came in, made my first two shots, kept shooting, made more shots when I told myself, I'm going to try and get it. I think the thing is, Skip, because Kawhi is very closed off. He doesn't do a whole lot of talking. Mm-hmm. We don't know just how close he and Kobe was. Obviously, Kobe, that's certain information you don't really pass along. Like when LeBron was going to work out with Olajuwon, we mm-hmm. heard about it. Mm-hmm. He's working out with Olajuwon, getting his footwork
true.
Right. And so when certain guys work out with certain players, but we really never heard about Kawhi reaching out to Kobe mm-hmm. and training with him and doing this. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until, you know, you hear Kawhi starts to talk, and you hear his voice, then you start to understand just what Kobe meant to him.
Okay.
Skip, you have to understand now, when they were winning titles, Kawhi was like 8, 9 years old. You hear Giannis say, Kobe Bryant to this generation is what Michael Jordan was to the last generation.
He was everything. I agree.
So now you're starting to see a L.A. kid growing up, my idol that I watched win championships, mm-hmm. I reached out to him, he hit me back. Yeah, come on down. Let's work out. Mm-hmm. Let me pick your brain. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. Let me see what you're thinking. That meant a lot to Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Kawhi doesn't strike me as a guy that's easily to get close to.
He's not.
Because he's very guarded. He's very he keeps everything like, you know, I don't really know who I can trust. You know, and so in that aspect, he's like, let me reach out to Kobe. He reached out to Kobe, and guess what he did?
Kobe reached back.
You didn't hear mm-hmm. anything.
Nope.
A lot of times people, we're going to work out this summer. He reached out to me. Kawhi does not like that. Mm-hmm. Kawhi, like, when Kawhi tells you something, he feels he's telling you this in confidentiality. Mm-hmm. So if he hear, only two people know about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Me and the person that I told. Now, if I hear it from somebody else, I didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. So where must it have come from?
Mm. Interesting.
Probably the same thing happened with the Lakers. You're like, I ain't tell nobody I was talking to the Lakers. It came from somewhere. It didn't come from me. So where it come from? So it tell you, you see how he was bottled up, Skip. And I think him winning that award means more to him than anybody else winning that award. Yeah, LeBron could have won it. It have been a great gesture. Laker, AD winning in his hometown.
I mean, I think that's what most people wanted to happen and expected to happen.
But I don't think LeBron approached it like that, Skip. I don't think he came out because I thought AD was going to come out and be more aggressive than what he was. Consider he's a kid, south side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Normally what happens, that's your hometown. you go get the award. Like, Jordan, obviously, Jordan played for the Bulls. It's in Chicago. Yep. Yada, yada, yada. We get it. Another situation, Skip, I don't know if you probably were there in 92 when it was in Orlando. Magic had announced earlier he had test positive for HIV.
Yep.
He came back and won the MVP in that game. And so he went in the – but I think Kawhi winning that award, the first annual Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP award, I think that award meant more to Kawhi than it would have meant to
anybody.
Other player
totally
winning that
agree.
Award.
And I could have made the case that – the spirit of Kobe propelled Kawhi last night, and if it had been anybody else who was more open about it, that it would have been the whole theme of the night. The
right.
whole storyline would have been, oh, so-and-so is being propelled by Kobe's
right.
spirit to win the first
right.
Kobe Memorial
right.
All-Star MVP Award.
Because Kawhi is the guy, Skip, that hasn't really talked about his relationship with Kobe until he was prompted last night, and the reporter was asking him. He said, well, Kobe meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
The conversations that we had, the workouts
yep.
that we had. So Kawhi has not done a whole lot, hasn't done a whole lot of talking about his relationship with Kobe. So the media, we haven't driven the story, well, man, they were really close, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think, he went and got the award with really without us seeing, mm-hmm. Skip, we see some guys try to get win that award. We see it. But Kawhi let it happen in the Florida game. Hit a three and then another three. And he was shooting the three like he was Klay Thompson because the
yep.
ball was barely touching his mm-hmm. hands and he was letting it go and swishing nothing but net.
True.
So he got the award without mm-hmm. really trying to get the award. Only he knew, mm-hmm. man, I'm going to try to get this thing, man. I got it going really good.
Mm-hmm. So what do I always say about LeBron James? Highest IQ in all of basketball, and I can make a case he has the highest IQ in the history of. Magic could be up mm-hmm. there, maybe Stockton. I don't
yeah.
know. Jason Kidd, we
right.
can talk. But LeBron is near the top, if not at the top of the list. He also has the highest off-court marketing IQ ever in the history of sports. I believe he's the guy. And he got social media before anybody got it, and he dominates on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So he owned the Kobe story from the start.
Right.
It was a couple days after Kobe passed.
Right.
And he posted on IG. Remember, he said, man, I love you, big bro. I promise you I'll continue your legacy. It's my responsibility to put this, you know what, on my back and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people would leap to the conclusion, you guys were like that.
Right.
Well, it really wasn't, by all accounts, until the last couple of weeks of Kobe's life
mm-hmm.
that he and LeBron started to thaw out a little bit
right.
from being arch rivals
right.
because Kobe had become the ambassador to all of basketball, even as an ex-Laker.
Right.
And remember, Kobe was blessing LeBron to pass him on the all-time points list, right?
Because Kobe started, something started happening. Kobe started showing up to games.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could see he and LeBron start interacting
yep.
on the sideline. Kobe was there with his daughter,
okay.
and he and LeBron was interacting. I think everybody was waiting for Kobe to give the blessing. Mm-hmm. It's okay for you guys to embrace
it. It's okay.
Him.
And he did bless him, and it was huge. And thank you, God, for that, because it left a great legacy for LeBron. Because for a while, L.A., as you would know, being
yep.
from L.A., there are a lot of Laker fans who were like
of
arm's
course.
Length from LeBron.
Right.
Like, you got to prove it to. You got to go win a chip first.
Skip. Magic tells the story that he and Bird, because they had competed, the national mm-hmm. championship is still the most watched national title game in the history.
I was
they
there.
Came in as adversaries. Mm-hmm. So they came in. One went to the west, the other to the east.
Yep.
Rivals, Boston, L.A. So one of these guys was going to win the title. It wasn't until they shot the commercial that they realized,
mm-hmm.
man, we got more in common than we previously thought.
Converse,
right, mm-hmm. the weapons.
Yep.
Kobe, I think, I don't really, like I said, I don't really know. LeBron, obviously, Skip, it's hard to go. I mean, LeBron and KD worked mm-hmm. out together. So I don't really know if LeBron and Kobe ever worked out together. But it's hard, Skip, when I'm competing against you
mm-hmm.
to try to come pick your brain and then everything, we're going to be buddy-buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they became friends, but I don't know how much Magic and Larry worked out together. We could be friends, Skip. And then once LeBron got to L.A., and probably he started conversing with Kobe and talking to basketball, they realized that they had more in common than they mm-hmm. previously thought.
Probably.
The games are totally different now.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a lot in common. Our love of the game. Now, we look at, is that Kobe got that Michael Jordan, that killer mentality. Magic would kill you with a smile. Jordan and Kobe, ain't no smiling.
Mm-mm.
We got no smiles for you, bro.
No. So in the end, I remind you what Doc Rivers said. We were at the Super Bowl, so we're going back a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember, he made the point couple of days after Kobe passed, mm-hmm. that, hey, we can also pay tribute mm-hmm. to Kobe by going and winning this year's championship.
Right.
He wanted to make the point, it's not just a Lakers story. It can be our story, too,
right.
because we have Jerry West on our side right. now, and Jerry West was clearly like a father to Kobe Bryant.
He was, mm-hmm. he was as torn up as anybody.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so you got like a little brother, Kawhi, and like a father, Jerry West. So they're saying, well, wait a second. You can't. We share this building with right. you, but you can't own it just right. because you're the team in L.A.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're not going to be the only one. You're not going to hijack Kobe's legacy and memory and says, okay, we're going to use that. We're going to use it, too. Because we've seen guys, Skip, that we don't expect to play, mm-hmm. and they're, like, getting 50 points. You're like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's Kobe, you know, Mamba mentality. But it's Kawhi, like I said, I mean, if Skip, for me, if they'd have given it to Chris Paul, I wouldn't have fought.
Because
Chris Paul got nine. Chris Paul got 9 points in the fourth quarter.
He did.
And he hit some big threes.
Well, he had 7 threes to Kawhi's 8 threes. And we could go back and forth about the rest of the stats.
Right.
But I will make this case again. I believe LeBron, high IQ, knew in the end, and I showed you that shot before, he took that like 40-foot shot. That was to win the game. And I got to tell you, if that had gone in, if this shot goes in, I believe LeBron's the MVP, even though his numbers weren't great. But that would have done it. That would have brought the house down.
It would have. That would have been great.
That would have been in Michael Jordan's house, right, that he makes a last-second 38-foot shot or whatever it was. It was a bomb, man.
Yeah.
And it was a good idea. It just had to go in.
I mean, that ain't like the one he hit against the Warrior. You maybe hit that one against the Warrior a couple of weeks ago. We was off. We didn't come back.
It was the
Warriors. No.
Not the Warriors. They're the worst team in basketball.
But then we're going to talk about this a little later, that one he hit against the old Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Yo, we're going to talk a whole lot about what he didn't do against the Nuggets.
Oh, go,
yeah, I can't wait for that.
No mercy.
Team LeBron versus Team Giannis came down to the wire. The format for the game this year honored Kobe Bryant by having both teams play to 24 points more than the leading team heading into the fourth quarter. Team Giannis was ahead 133 to 124, so the winner would be the first team to reach 157 points. Team LeBron ended up fighting back to win 157 to 155 thanks to a game-winning free throw from Anthony Davis. And we are now joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Stephen Jackson.
And by the way, I got to congratulate Stephen Jackson on the podcast he does with Matt Barnes because a couple of weeks ago, they got Kevin Durant to admit he still has a burner account. Am I right?
Yes, he do.
How did you do that? You pulled that right out of it.
Man, I think guys are just comfortable because these are conversations we have off camera. So it's easy to have these conversations. And we know how to disagree with people, but the respect stay the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's any show, if you can show the respect and disagree at the same time, then people don't mind coming on.
Way to go.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. It means a lot from y'all.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stephen, looking back at the All-Star game last night, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that fourth quarter?
9.9. The only thing I want to change is you can't win on a free throw.
Yep.
Everything Chris Paul changed and got them to change was awesome. Mm-hmm. Everything they got to change. I think the competition in the fourth quarter was what everybody wanted to see. And to me, it kind of looked like LeBron had it in his mind to compete from the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think those guys, with everything that's going on with the Kobe Memorial and all, I think everybody wanted to come and play hard for Kobe. But a lot of those guys wish they could have played hard for four quarters, and it looked like it. Even Kawhi, he came out real hot. They came out in game form. But I like everything about the All-Star game. I just don't want them to win on the free throw.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. You get fouled at the end of the game. There's no time on the clock. Game's tied. What happened?
The guy that fouled and the guy that got fouled go one-on-one.
No. I'm saying a regular game.
Real game.
In a real game.
A real game.
Yeah.
It's a free throw.
Okay. So you win.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what happened. It's a field goal, right, Skip? Mm-hmm. In the All-Star game, it's a play. Mm-hmm. For me, I loved it. I thought it was a 12 because you had competition because you're playing for a charity. You win the quarter, you win $100,000 for your charity.
Mm-hmm.
You don't win. You tie that quarter because I didn't know what was going to happen in the third quarter. I thought it was going to Well, how do we determine it? Because the third quarter ended in a tie, 41-41.
Right.
They say, we're going to roll it over. So now all of a sudden, $100,000 now becomes, you win the game, it's $300,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever seen somebody take a charge at an All-Star game?
I loved it. Lowry took three.
Kyle Lowry taking charges. AD got a blocking foul on illegal screen against Kyle Lowry. Giannis challenging shots at the rim. You ain't blocking nobody's shot.
He went and got that.
And then LeBron says, okay, that's what you want to do? Is that how you want to do it? Okay, let me sit in this chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock it off your knee. We're going to go back the other way.
Yes, sir.
You saw the competition. It seems like, and I love the fact because a lot of times, games, your fourth quarter, it's a running clock. Stack, these guys go up and down. They just dunk it left and right. Mm-hmm. All that dunking stuff, they cut that out.
Yep.
Nah, you ain't getting no easy baskets. No easy baskets. I think what the All-Star game is everything Adam Silver. The thing I think the players love so much about, he listens. Yeah. LeBron says, you know what? We should be at 2 and 24. Chris Paul says, let's come up with this rule where we're going to have no running clock. Turn the clock off. You got to win, 24. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought the athletes competed at the ultimate high. I've never seen taking a charge at an All-Star game.
But you got to give some of that credit for Silver to David Stern. Because rest in peace, David Stern. David Stern kind of molded him and gave him the game.
Yeah.
So and it let him know because David Stern, even though he suspended me for 30 games, I had a great relationship with David Stern. When I was releasing music, he called me and told me the good and bad sides of it. So I think him having a relationship with David Stern is helping him relate to the players and listen to them more.
Okay. I'll give you your 12 for just the watchability of the fourth quarter because it was. It was all time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching or covering All-Star games since the 1970s, and I have never seen a quarter played like that, remotely played like that, in an All-Star game, to the point that I told Shannon earlier, I've covered NBA Finals games that weren't as competitive mm-hmm. as the fourth quarter last night was.
You know,
some game four, you know, when it was 2-1, where it just never lifted off.
Right.
But I'm having a hard time crediting the new format with the competitiveness because I think they're mutually exclusive. I don't think one led to the other. You could be right. Yeah. I didn't get it because the same thing could have happened if you had your basic rules of the running clock.
Right.
Right.
Because Team Giannis was up 9 at the end of the third quarter.
Right.
So it's 133-124. Mm-hmm. So they decide, let's take Kobe's number. Great. 24. And let's add it on to the winner's total coming out of the third quarter, and we'll say that's the target number by what's called this Elam ending system mm-hmm. that Chris Paul suggested to the commissioner.
Right.
Okay, so what if it had just been straight basketball with a running clock? LeBron's team was way better than Giannis's team.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that LeBron's team went on a 21-11 run down the stretch to finally prevail.
Right.
Is a shock to nobody because they're just better because Giannis is not a very good picker.
They had all the closers.
Yeah, they had everybody on their team.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So why would we credit the format with inspiring the competitiveness, mm-hmm. which to your point, we've never seen anything like it before.
I don't believe if you don't have that fixed number, I don't believe the guys play that way that soon. It seemed like the intensity ratcheted up. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, because the game, like you said, the game was only 9 points, skip you down by 30, you can be going to 24, you can be going to 44. I don't know how you get back into the ball game. But because, like, look, man, they got 133 already. They only need 24 points to win this thing.
No, but it's still just basketball. They get the ball back. It's not make it, take it.
No.
You know, like you're if you score, they get the ball, and they can go score just like in a running clock.
But yeah. I believe they play it out, and if the game ever gets closer to, like, the last 2 minutes, but we saw the intensity from the jump. The minute the fourth quarter started, we saw guys playing like this game meant something to them.
I thought it was jump-started. It was fire-started. Because Giannis broke the unwritten rule. At one point, Giannis goes out on LeBron and blocks his fadeaway. And it's like, LeBron looked at him like, oh, it's going to be like that?
Yeah.
And LeBron goes to the other end, and he just D's up Giannis, and he loses the ball, and here we went. And all of a sudden, Kyle Lowry is flying all over the floor playing football.
Right, a couple charges.
Okay? And he's hacking people and running into people and getting off-ball foul calls. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen anything like it. And it was a blast to watch, but I'm not sure that the format did it. I just think Giannis accidentally
He only know one speed.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just say for a football game, the fourth quarter, instead of 15 minutes, let's say one team has 14 and the other team has 10. And it's the first one to 17 wins the ball game. Or the first one to 21 wins the ball game. You don't think that intensity ratchets up? We ain't got no time. There's no 15 minutes. It's just the first one to 21. Okay. Well, you're going to get a whole different ball game. So now...
Okay. Why wouldn't it ratchet up if you're down 9 and you're Team LeBron at the end of three quarters? I think they could have gone on the same run.
Well, we got 12 minutes. You know, they're going to bull jive around. We still got to entertain the crowd with some alley-oops and everything.
Then the other problem I had was... without a clock, the fourth quarter felt like it was the whole half. It was long. You could have played a half in the time it took to play the fourth quarter because of the foul calls. There were 21 fouls called just in the fourth quarter. There were 14 in the previous three quarters.
That credits to the competition, but I think the emphasis on winning a quarter helped a lot.
Okay, that helped because early quarters. Yes. I'll give you that.
Because NBA teams with coaches, when they talk, they got few coaches that preach winning quarters.
Right.
And you watch those teams at the beginning of the game, they come out with a whole different energy because some teams you have to win quarters to win games. And I think that dynamic of it made them play harder from the jump.
Okay, but in the end, it came down to these five guys on the floor. LeBron and AD and Kawhi and James Harden and CP3. Well, they're much better than Giannis and Embiid and Siakam and Kemba and Lowry.
Closers. They're all closers.
Okay. Well, it's like it's a mismatch. So what happened should have happened.
Well, hey, but Steak, I don't know if you noticed it. Now, you got James Harden. James Harden might be one of the two or three greatest. We always take, when I say offensive players, I take Wilt out the equation because you got to take him out because it's unfair. But you talk about Jordan, Kobe, James Harden. So you're going to say he's one of the two or three best offensive players in the history of the game.
Absolutely.
You got Kawhi, who's a finals MVP. Mm-hmm. You got AD, who's coming along. Chris Paul's an all-NBA player. Down the stretch, who had the ball in hand?
James.
Goat James.
No.
James. Harden.
If you look at it, if you look at the game, James started off missing shots, but when it came down to the clutch points, they was giving the ball to James at the end of the game.
Last three possessions, who had the ball?
Kawhi and James LeBron.
No.
Kawhi and LeBron.
Kawhi got the rebound. Kick that thing. Go, James, do that.
I love to see LeBron, Kawhi, and AD sharing the ball. I mean, that looked real good out there.
Did LeBron close that game? I don't remember it. I don't remember. Seriously.
You know, earlier I said, you know, they said free throws, game shouldn't end on the free throw. They did win by two because they were up by one. Mm-hmm. AD just had to make one free throw, which ended up winning by 2 points.
Okay.
But because you know we play on the blacktop, we ain't no running time.
Ain't no running
time. We got a set number. You can play 11, 13, or 15. You got to win by two. Game might take 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, if that game get tied 14-14, only it's going to be a minute.
A whole bunch of fouls. No layups.
No layups.
And you know what? To talk about the competition, James had a dunk to win the game. The competition was so thick.
He's like, I ain't want that.
I might have got fouls, so I'm going past this.
He did. You know what? He walked.
He walked.
Came down.
Yeah, wow. He might have got that Kevin McHale on Kurt Rambis.
It would have been a bad foul.
Because he turned that one down. Because in a regular game, James Harden, he's going to hit that floater.
That's the first thing LeBron said to him. Dunk that. You got to dunk that.
He did. I get your point. A real game would end on a free throw.
Yes.
But this felt like a great all-time great pickup game between 10 great players who look like they're by themselves in some gym like at UCLA when you guys play.
Yeah.
And it got heated for what it was just pride. It just felt like they're playing for pride.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so great.
That's
but again,
every game should be.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been playing this close attention, Stack, but I do.
Yeah.
Since they instituted this format where the lady vote getters get to choose the team, do you know what old Goat James team is? 3-0.
Yeah, because he picks the right players.
The right players.
Now what do he do?
He's picking against Giannis, who seems to have no idea who
he picked against Steph Curry. Giannis is going for an all-world team. He gets Siakam.
LeBron picking to win. Giannis picking people he more like. He like, you know what I'm saying? He like, not basketball-wise, he like personally. Mm. LeBron picking teams to win.
Because you heard him say, well, you know, I want somebody to pass me the ball.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't pick Jay. He took Trey and Kemba. LeBron got two of the worst defenders. He took Luka and James. But in the All-Star game, Skip, you want guys that can put the ball in the basket.
That's, listen, when James decides to play defense, he can play defense. Luka, not so
much. And he did.
Siakam tried to post him. Siakam wasn't able to post James Harden.
No.
Because James like, I ain't losing. They're not going to win this game on my watch because, you know, they're going to attack James Harden because they look at him as the weak link of the defenders. Mm-hmm. You're not going at Kawhi, LeBron, or AD. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul's an all-defensive point guard. So, James, you the hard man.
He listening. He hear it.
Siakam tried to post him twice. No.
Put that iron on.
Yeah.
And from a fan perspective, you see old Goat James last had Embiid was locked up. Incredible. As I mentioned,
until Embiid put a little
it was buzzing in that stadium. No mercy. Now, Derrick Jones Jr. edged out Aaron Gordon on Saturday in a controversial ending to the dunk contest. But the dunk contest has seen many stars participate, but one big name that has never done it is LeBron James. And Skip, in your career, one of your long-running themes has been that LeBron needs to participate in the dunk contest.
Just one.
Why do you think this is?
This has been a pet peeve of mine since 2005, so I'm not coming late to this party. Mm-hmm. I'm not using 2020 hindsight. Mm-hmm. LeBron owed his billions of fans just one dunk contest. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan did three dunk contests, and he won two of them, so he did lose one. Mm-hmm. And somehow he didn't lose any reputation because he lost a dunk contest, because most people know it's very subjective judging, right, and it can happen. Mm-hmm. I would suggest to you, if LeBron had done one, even if he had done this past Saturday night's dunk contest, he's just going to win because the judges are going to let him win because he deserves to be in one and to win one dunk contest. The excuse I always hear is, he's a power dunker. He's not a contest dunker. Mm-hmm. And yet, night after night, I watch him, and nearly every night, even at age 35, he pulls off one contest-worthy dunk. Mm-hmm. He pulled one off last night early in the All-Star game. If we could see the early one last night, this is contest-worthy. This would have gotten him 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 across the board. I mean, that's
it was like the one in Houston, the Kobe, the one he did like Kobe to rock the baby.
We've got the reverse windmill. I know the two-handed. We've got it. Here's LeBron again. Let's see the Kobe dunk, which he said, you know, kind of the spirit of Kobe flowed through him. And he said it happened by accident. And suddenly I realized I pulled off a Kobe dunk. Right. It's exactly the same dunk, same place, same way Kobe did it.
Here it is right here.
When Kobe did it. Here we go.
That was
okay.
That
that's
was,
sweet. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, okay. Okay. Tell me this wouldn't be 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Okay. So don't. Okay. So to me, he's trying to protect his reputation from the start because he feared that he would go lose the dunk contest to some 6'4 jump out of the gym kid who didn't even get drafted, like Derrick Jones Jr. And he didn't want to somehow damage his reputation, his marketing reputation. And once it got out of control, once he missed 4 or 5, then he kept saying, okay, I'll do next year's, I'll do next year's. And then he would back out at the last second. And it just drove me crazy because it's a time-honored tradition that stars do the dunk contest. Kobe did one dunk contest, and he won one. Yeah. And we know Dr. J did two, and I can just get Vince Carter did his one. Right. All the superstar leapers or dunkers, they did their one or two, three dunk
contests. And when Doc did it in the NBA, he lost to Larry Nance.
He did?
He won the dunk contest in the ABA. Okay. People forget that.
So there's no huge shame in losing a subjectively judged dunk contest. Right. And it just pains me, for the sake of the fans, that he wouldn't have been there because he set the tone over the last 10 years for stars saying, nah, I don't want any part of that because all the great dunks have been done. Well, that Kobe reverse windmill, that'll work. You can go do that. That would have worked Saturday night.
Skip, I keep...
Okay?
That ain't gonna work, Skip.
No. Why not?
With these young kids, what they doing these days, they jumping over 7'2 guys.
Okay.
Yes!
So can he can still get up.
Not at 35.
He can get up.
He can. But Skip, I think in order for you to be a great dunker, it comes from creativity. Mm. And when I look at LeBron, he has that one dunk. But can he put four creative dunks together, what we're seeing? They're going to a whole different level now. Now, Skip, nobody even dribbles the ball. Everybody's taking it off somebody's head. We saw Blake Griffin, 6, 7 years ago, jump over a car.
Yeah.
Take the ball out of somebody's head. See, this is where they're going with it, Skip. Mm-hmm. And now you got a guy jumping over a 7'5 guy.
Okay, but I'm just saying, even in 05, 06, 07, 08, there was one point in there LeBron should have done.
You know why? Because you keep telling me he's more like Magic Johnson.
Magic
Johnson ain't entered no dunk contest. Kobe was like Jordan.
Keep telling me he's the GOAT.
Yeah, GOAT.
If he's the GOAT, you got to do one dunk contest.
GOAT, what does GOAT do? They stand on abandoned cars.
They graze.
Buses. Yeah.
They graze.
They chill. They do what they want to do. Yeah. He the GOAT. He chill. Watch it.
I think too, LeBron, on another side, I think he uses those extra days for rest, too. I don't think he really cares. That wasn't one of his goals, to win a slam dunk contest.
Nope.
Obviously, be one of the greatest to ever play the game. Obviously, to get championships and be at the top in all stats. I don't think dunk contest was won because, like you said, if he really wanted it, he could have went out and won one if he wanted to.
Okay.
But it would had to be, Skip, if you notice, guys normally participate in the dunk contest
early in
within
their
first 5 years.
Yes, yes.
Once it got past that, Skip, guys ain't going to be no 29 and 30 and actually trying to win the dunk. Mm. LeBron is 35.
Well, Dwight did it Saturday night, right?
And Dwight's head was above the rim.
But
we looking at it like, Dwight, I mean, what you expect to get?
But how many guys that's in the dunk contest the last couple of years are actually superstars, leaders on their team? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, not many.
Guys.
And then, to another point, all the great dunkers not even in the, like Zach LaVine is one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. He should have been in the dunk contest.
But he has done it.
If Gordon wins this one, and now you say, you know what, we're going to put a quarter of a million. We want Zion. We'll have a three.
That'll help right there. Put
Zion
that money up.
And Tyson. Mm-hmm.
Put that money up.
A quarter of a million.
Yeah, they'll
Nobody
be there.
Else can get into it. Just those three guys. Zach LaVine, Zion, and Aaron Gordon. Yeah. Okay.
You got to put the defending champ in there. He's the defending champ.
Well, he's the defending champ, but he robbed. We're going to talk about this.
You can't get all 50s and lose.
Thank you.
But nobody even knew who he was outside the dunk contest, right?
You talking about Derrick Jones?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't even get drafted.
Yeah.
And so it's come to this for the dunk contest. It used to be the cavalcade of superstars.
You had Jordan, right? you had Clyde.
Dominique. Yeah.
You had, like I said, Dr. J, you had the stars.
The elite.
Okay, and now we don't even know who they are half the time, right?
Is he a starter? Is Derrick Jones, did he start?
He started sometimes, but, you know.
that just goes to show what... Look,
he does a great job for Miami.
Yeah.
He does a great job for Miami.
I mean, he's a great leaper, but all his dunks look the same between the leg and tomahawk.
Left hand.
That's it.
Yep.
Did you see that one where Foles threw it off and he caught it?
Man, that's unbelievable.
That's it. You got to hit
it. All his dunks were unbelievable.
Did you ever do a contest?
I could never do it because that's not my game. Mm. I'm a finesser. I'm a scorer. I've never been a jumper.
Yeah, no.
I probably dunked on one person my whole career.
You know, they had a dunk contest once upon a time, Alex, at a Savannah State. I didn't enter it.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened. I was just sitting out there chilling. Everybody, ooh.
Savannah State?
We're at Savannah State. Okay. And everybody oohing and aahing. So I snuck back to my dorm room, got my little outfit, had my Jordan, the cements. I came back in there. They saw me come down the steps. Everybody, ooh, ooh. They got hype. I brought out two guys, put them in chairs, took off.
Wait, they were sitting down?
They were in chairs, yeah.
Well, that's not exactly...
You took off?
I took off. I got a picture of it.
I got to see that.
I'm going to write a picture.
I was about to ask for footage.
Did you have to step on their heads?
No!
To get some elevation?
Skip, you got to realize I was almost 50-foot triple jumper, okay. So I had... They call you boy the escalator, because I go real slow.
Okay.
You know, elevator take you up real fast. Not the escalator, I go float. Oh, is this where you going off? I'm going a little high.
You have to
bam!
That was that when you weighed 190?
I'm about 215.
215?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so?
No.
So you should want your man to have done one dunk contest.
Nah.
You could do a dunk contest.
But Skip, when I look at LeBron is a power dunker. He will dunk on you. And some guys are like Gordon, going to dunk on you, but he has creativity also.
Yeah.
I don't look at LeBron as a creative dunker.
He's got the highest IQ in all of basketball. You don't think he could think of five dunks?
We do a lot of different things. We'll pass, we'll shoot the three, we'll drive on you. We do all that stuff. But that dunking ain't what we do.
Huh. You do it every night. You did it last
night.
Just
one time.
You brought down the house.
We got to get a fan something.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay
some style points.
Yeah, we give you a little something.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about judges across the board.
We got to make, with the judge, that's one thing, too. We got to make sure we don't have actors up there, bro. Mm. Candace Parker was great. They all play basketball. But you got actors that probably never dunked in their life. But how can you judge a dunk if you've never dunked?
But they messed that up. I think D-Wade was supposed to get a man a 10.
Yeah, it gave him a 9.
That's how they came over 3-9 and 2-10. D-Wade saying, but you know, I wasn't the only one that gave him a 9, though. Yeah, but they were anticipating you giving him a 10.
10, yeah.
And they were going to be the guy that gave him the 9.
Uh-huh. That could have happened.
I think that's how it was supposed to play out. Huh. Because they said they wanted it to end in a tie.
Yep.
Right.
Well, so LeBron has chickened out his whole career, but that's it. 17 years, it's not going to happen now.
I don't know. Did you notice this? Do you know who have the most starts in NBA history for an All-Star game? I don't even know why I brought that. That ain't even none of my business. Why I bring that up, Stan?
The Kane.
Old GOAT. Mm. Old GOAT. Yeah, what that shit going to be? 17?
Yeah.
17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time he going to come back there as a champ.
Huh. Well, Jordan pulled off the most iconic dunk in the history of dunks.
He got robbed. And there was another robbery in Chicago. Dominique got robbed in 88, and Aaron Gordon got robbed in 2020.
Not true. He pulled off a dunk that brought down the house.
Yeah, it looks good. I had the poster with him going from the free throw lines, and he had that it back.
Got it right here.
That was unbelievable. He the best to do it.
Steven, thank you so much for joining us.
No mercy.
Now, while the Bucks have separated themselves as a clear favorite to win the East, most experts think the Lakers and Clippers have done the same in the West. LeBron and the Lakers have a 5-game lead on Kawhi and the Clippers as they come out of the All-Star break. So, Shannon, the big question, which L.A. team has the edge down the stretch?
Yeah, I can see I got to ride with old Gold James, especially after the last time I saw him in action.
Yeah, that's a
man.
I'm glad you brought that game
I don't
up.
Know how.
Yeah.
Look, Miss Triple Dub, whole cheating self, because you were just Ben Simmons the night before on a Tuesday.
Yep.
How she get to Denver from Philly that quick? Because she played old Gold James a visit.
Mm.
Did you see that performance, Skip?
I saw that every last second of it. I'm about to talk about it.
That virtuoso.
Was it really?
Yeah, I love that. I love that when I saw, 32, 14, and 10, something like that.
Yeah, it was.
32, 14, 11, something like that.
Man, 12, I believe.
And all I heard about, you know, year 16, LeBron tweaked his groin. Oh, that injury. Woo! Oh, LeBron, I don't know. Skip Baylor, my grandma told me something when I was young, Alex. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to repeat verbatim what she said. She said, boy, the tree that's leaning the furthest don't always fall first. You know, you talk about LeBron James in year 17 and is growing, but y'all pretend like Paul George is always healthy.
Mm.
You pretend like Kawhi Leonard and Patrick Beverley is always healthy. You see that old leaning tree? That 17-year, 35-year-old guy? Still standing. I keep telling you, Skip Bayless. So now all of a sudden, they just waiting to the playoffs. Are we sure they're going to be 100% healthy come playoff time?
Because
I'm not. I know my Gold James, you know, AD.
Really?
Yeah.
You're guaranteeing complete health. Of LeBron James in year 17.
All I'm saying, I've seen nothing at this moment that would lead me to believe that I'm going to see anything other than picture-perfect health from those two guys.
He might need 2 weeks off after last night, the fourth quarter.
Well, we ain't playing until Thursday, and we got Memphis.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I like what I saw. You want to see, and they mentioned both AD and LeBron mentioned this, as well as Frank Vogel. You need these kind of games. You want these kind of games. That's going to, because the playoffs are going to be like this. The game's going to be tough. You're going to have to win on somebody's opposing court. Maybe. I think we're going to have home field, home court throughout. So, but eventually, you face Milwaukee or somebody you might have to win on their court. But, Skip, with that being said, I love it. Did you see Kawhi? Now, the closer. Skip, better tell me Kawhi's a closer. Now, all I know.
I got to correct. I did never say that.
Oh, he's the best. Okay.
I said Lou is the closer for that team. I said it from the start.
But did you see the game against the Celtics? Because the best defensive, two-time defensive player of the year, Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart took turns cooking him.
They did.
Cooked him.
You got it. You finally got one right. I give it to you.
And then in the fourth quarter, I'm looking for Kawhi for to take this thing over. Ooh, the finals MVP. 2 for 9, 5 points in the fourth quarter in double overtime.
Yep.
Could I
now, he had a bad night.
Is it? No.
On both ends.
No. I won't hear that.
What do you mean you
LeBron are? James is not allowed to have a bad possession. But y'all let Kawhi have a bad night because then before Skip Bayless, you told me Kawhi, oh, he's gearing up for the playoffs. And then they blow up my timeline. Man, Kawhi thinking about the All-Star break. Oh, now y'all keep changing it.
I want
y'all to have that same energy. When LeBron James has an off night, I want you to have that kind of energy that you have for Kawhi. Because you know you're notorious for it.
And Kawhi's off night, he totaled 31 points. That's pretty good.
And Carter Dale. Oh, 2 for 9. But see, now I remember, Skip Bayless. They see what you did right there? Now, LeBron James has had 40-point games. If he doesn't close the game, LeBron, why did you close it? That game was right there for the taking.
I'll get to that.
Okay, well, you get to it.
But speaking of this game at Boston against a suddenly hot Celtics team that's going to be a tough out in the playoffs because they are cooking all on
you. We'll cool their butt off.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we got two cases already.
So what happened at the end of the first overtime in this game? The closer for the Clippers, Lou Williams, has a 3 from the corner and Gordon Hayward has a foul to give. And he actually hacks him in the act of shooting. There it is, and there's the foul. That is good, and he should be going to the free throw line to take a free throw. No, it was not. They called it a 3.
Foot was on the line.
They called it a 3, and he is out of his mind because he could have gone to the free throw line to complete a 4-point play with a free throw to win the basketball game. That is their closer, and it should have been game over right there because he's late with the foul, obviously, and he's going up into the act of shooting. They said, no, we called the foul on the floor.
They did. I saw it.
Sorry, no. Game over because Lou is not going to miss that free throw. He is the man with the plan at the end of the game. Now back to your Lakers, and I'm going to give you this about the Clippers before I get to them. Paul George scares me. He cannot stay healthy, and I don't know why, but the hamstring is troubling to me because hamstrings are always troubling, and it will not leave him
be. What's the rule of thumb, Skip Bayless? I always tell you, if you're limping to the season, how are you coming up out of it? Limping.
And Pat Bev is starting to scare me because he's limping all the way through the season because every other week he's got something. Yeah, now he's got a groin that is plaguing him.
Oh, well, hello. He got to be at least in year 17, right?
Yeah,
because LeBron James is the only guy that had a groin problem that can split him down for any time. That's what you told me.
Okay, the only way you're going to prevail in the West is if those two stay hurt. Because Kawhi's going to be 1,000% ready. I'm knocking on wood right now because he's going to load manage up to the playoffs. But right now, PG is injury managing, and that's no good. No good. So now we get back to your Lakers. The problem with your Lakers, and I told you this from the start, you got no closer. You got no closer. That game at Denver, that trip dub game, 32, 14, and 12.
Woo! Bang a beauty.
Yeah, until you look hard at what happened down the stretch to the greatest driver of the basketball ever, LeBron James. This was the most glaring example of why he is not Michael Jeffrey Jordan. It happened right before your very eyes, and I'm going to demonstrate that because with 2:54 left in the game, LeBron just cruises right by Jeremy Grant for a layup. This is how easy this game was. I think I'll just lay this ball off the glass.
Yeah.
Guess what? Jokic has got 5 fouls.
What I
got
to do
and
with
so
me?
So here we go to, we're going to see him miss a jump shot here. Don't do that. Just drive
it. And we
got
a rebound.
He got it back and he missed the bunny and then AD tipped it.
Okay.
So then 1:14's left. He drives right by Jokic again. Jokic is not going to defend him. Just drive it. I'm screaming. I'm tweeting. Just drive it.
He did.
And what happens with 44 seconds left? He goes around the horn. Just drive. Go up against Jokic. You know what the problem is? He gives AD a 3 shot. He's scared to go shoot the free throws to ice the game. And then finally, the final. Just drive it. Drive it and shoot the free throws. And he shoots a fadeaway that's got no chance.
He had a chance.
At the buzzer. And then we go right out of the gate in the second half. LeBron pulls up and shoots a 3, and that hit nothing but backboard. That hit the backboard. That's how bad it was. He was 1-for-7 from 3. And finally, he says, maybe I can drive it on Jokic and make a shot. Maybe I should go up hard against him and foul him out. Get him out of the game. And here we go with LeBron again. End the game, King. End it. And he shoots a fadeaway that's got no shot.
He got a shot.
Come on, stop it. And finally, we get AD. If AD made 2 threes in overtime, and they were big-time
threes.
And
who made the pass?
Oh, come on. Well, he's got the ball in his hand.
Oh, go, Megan.
Yeah, they're really
making
special.
Making the right play, yes.
Special passes
yes.
for three-point shots from your 7-footer. Is
look
that
at that. Oh, look at that right there, Skip.
Yeah.
Run that
way
back.
To go. If he doesn't make those 2 shots, the GOAT is the GOAT of the game.
Look at this.
Because he's going to get all the blame for not closing the deal. He had Jokic with 5 fouls, and he can't take him
AD,
to the rack.
AD, that's too
get
good.
Get him out of the
AD,
game.
AD, that's too good.
So guess what? LeBron was 1-of-4 from the free throw line, and LeBron was running from the free throw line
does. But he hit that and-one.
This was the classic case. Get an and-one. That was the one first, the
and
only free throw he made out of 4.
That's okay.
Way to go. He's scared to go shoot the free throws, and they should have lost this game because of it. And Anthony Davis makes 2 threes in overtime that pulls it out of the fire. Way to go, LeBron.
We have plus.
No
plus.
Closer.
Plus minus.
No closer.
14.
And I'm not sure about AD, and he was down on himself for missing 1 free throw at Denver, and then he got really down on himself for missing the first free throw last night.
He called that when he said he told him, he said, I'm going to miss this one.
Yeah, that's
that pressure
a bunch of baloney. And
no,
you know
it. Why you do
you
that?
You know it. He's got the demons in his head for the last second free throws. I don't trust him either.
I mean, I know Denver, Nikola Jokic. I mean, they call him the Joker.
Yep.
We got the big Joker.
Yeah.
We got the big Joker play for the Lakers.
Yep.
Yes.
Which one you talking about?
Brian, Goat James.
Braun.
Oh, okay. Goat James. He's a big joker.
Sometimes he's just a joke when
he
drives the basketball. You got to drive that. You could have ended that game 5 times earlier than he did.
There's nothing like having it. And all my – I know everybody out there play. A lot of people play spades. There's nothing like a team needs one more book to not be set, and you got that big joke in your hand. And you know there's no way – There is no way they can get that book when you got
there
that big joke.
There's no way he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot those free throws.
We don't need it.
Like the last possession when he missed the jump shot at the end of regulation. Just drive it and get fouled. Surely he could make one of two free throws. Nobody can keep him from the rim.
Did you see what he did against Golden State?
No.
He didn't drive it against Golden State.
Golden State.
And that other three
goal. Horrible.
They got to do with it.
Yeah, this was a real game. This was number one in the West versus number two
in the
West.
And we went on the road and they beat us. Because you know the only time they beat us, who didn't play when they came to Staples and beat us, Skip? Who didn't play? Go James. Yep. But every time Go James on the court and we played him, what happened? Wow. But misbehaving.
Yep.
Yes.
Right now, I think the Clippers have the psychological edge over LeBron because head-to-head with LeBron on LeBron's team, who was the MVP again last night? Kawhi Leonard.
All I know.
You don't think that will resonate down the stretch?
All I know is Jason Tatum gave it to Kawhi.
He did. And then it happened.
And then Marcus Smart. Yeah. When have you ever seen guys take turns giving it to LeBron? When you ever
seen
that?
I've seen it a lot.
I ain't never seen it. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.